Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. It is the best of times, it is the worst of times. This August, Bloomberg Business mentioned, rather matter-of-factly, there is no doubt that the U.S. economy is in a boom. The New York Times echoed in November, the economy is booming, with more people working at higher pay. The belief that the economy is booming has become so well established among the well-established that it is now presented not as an argument but as an aside, requiring no supporting evidence. Most economists never thought the economy could grow this fast, gushed former Federal Reserve Governor Kevin Warsh in October. And yet, in this same country, in November, General Motors, the throbbing iron heart of the industrial America, announced it was closing 5 manufacturing plants in the U.S. and Canada. It was killing off several passenger cars, including the Chevrolet Impala, and eliminating the jobs of 14,000 people. This followed a similar downsizing by Ford. So the economy is booming, but people are not buying cars? Really? On the other hand, U.S. consumer confidence rose to an 18-year high in October, driven by what CNBC called a robust labor market, suggesting strong economic growth could persist in the near term. A happier country than this surely cannot be imagined. And yet, in this same country, we learned in November that life expectancy declined again in 2017, according to a bleak series of government reports that showed a nation still in the grip of escalating drug and suicide crises. Appalling increases in so-called deaths of despair from suicide, drug overdoses, and alcoholism are driving the longest sustained decline in expected lifespan in a century. On the other hand, the government estimated the unemployment rate in September to be a mere 3.7% of the workforce, the lowest rate seen since 1969, in the 8th year of declining unemployment. At the same time, average earnings rose 8 cents over the previous month. More evidence, trumpeted the White House, of a booming United States economy and a strong labor market. Yet when the Urban Institute interviewed 7,500 people across the country this fall, they found that 40% of adults reported having had difficulty providing their family with a basic necessity, food, shelter, health care, or utilities in the previous year. Wait, what? In the best of all possible economies, large numbers of Americans are going hungry? How could all these things be true of the same country at the same time? Are we looking at real news on the one hand and fake news on the other? Republican news versus Democrat news? No, it's much worse than that. We are in fact reporting on two countries. In the country of the 10%, all is well. Incomes are rising, taxes are going down, health care is easy, and everybody is above average. Things are booming. In the country of the 80%, however, hunger is a familiar sensation. Getting sick means losing your home. A job, if you can get one, is a part-time living hell, and you need 3 of them to get by. This country, the country of the 80%, is every day more familiar with deaths of despair. This is a country divided, being experienced in wildly divergent ways by people who have and people who have not. And a house divided against itself, as Jesus Christ and Abraham Lincoln have pointed out to us, cannot stand. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.